Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Have I mentioned that Letter Month letters come in both short notes and longer letters? Well, here's a longer one from this past spring Letter Month. It came from Heidi, who emailed, "Dear WRVM, I've been listening to your station for about 8 years. I mainly listen to the beautiful music, and I'm thankful that Brian continues to play a nice variety of the older songs, including Southern Gospel and traditional hymns, as well as the contemporary music. I wanted to take this opportunity to let you know how much I appreciated the patriotic music on July 4th. There was also an hour-long special program that day. I made a note of it, but misplaced the title. It was so nice to hear the presentation highlighting American history and music. Also, there was a comment from a previous Letter Month writer who stated we should toss out Don Shire's trumpet music. Well, that didn't sit well with me, as I love his music, and Don Shire's one of the world's finest trumpet players. It's a shame that some people don't appreciate outstanding music. Besides the music programs and song requests, I also listen to the following programs as often as possible: Morning Watch, Cal Thomas, Johnny Tata, Sharing Hope, Turning Point, Chuck Swindoll, In the Market, Manager's Desk, The Weather, Storybook Room with Uncle Bob, Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman, The Public Square Weekend, Worship at Dawn, Songs in the Night, and Night Sounds. Unfortunately, I work with a small group of non-believers, and as you can imagine, it can make the job very stressful at times. I cannot tell you the number of times I was on my way to work while listening to the station during morning watch and heard an uplifting song or an encouraging verse or a word from your announcers, which helped me get through my day, also reminding me to pray and set my mind on things above. In regards to SRN News, I don't understand how the news in recent years has changed to research poll results instead of general news. It seems every day for about the past 3 years, we cannot go one day without hearing about transgenders, alphabet soup, and confusion dominating the news headlines. In the past, it was simply a broadcast of the news happenings of the day, but that's changed dramatically. Well, I'm looking forward to your feedback during October's Birthday Letter Month. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Email us, wrvm@wrvm.org, and you can visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.